All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with Cremator. We're doing just number one on this because that's part of the reading order. Don't worry, it's gonna make sense. Everything happens when it's supposed to. 13 months until the end. 1 of 5, Welcome to Hell. Plotted, written, and illustrated by Leonardo Jimenez. Scripting by Leonardo Jimenez and Brian Polito. Colorist was Roy Young this time. Cover artist Leonardo Jimenez and Roy Young. Variant cover, of course. We've got quite a few people there. And then we've got their editors, lettering, comic craft still. And Jay Armbrust is doing the graphic design. Okay, so the story begins right after Lady Death's disappearance from Hell in Chaos Quarterly, September 1995. When Lady Death and Lucifer are gone from Hell, the Inferno quickly falls into a state of anarchy as rival demons and archdukes struggle to seize the throne of Hell. Meanwhile, the blacksmith of Hell, Cremator, uncovers a plot of angelic origin that threatens to destroy all of Hell. In desperation, Cremator journeys to the Hell City of Dis, hoping to gain allies, only to be betrayed and imprisoned within the dungeons of Dis. And yes, this is a 98 book, so this is the right one. Remember, we're in the 98 part of Chaos. And it's December, so the evil earning Christmas, I mean, it just follows suit. Somewhere below the surface of Hell, in a dark prison chamber, hunched over his burden, the condemned chronicler commits the infernal story of Hell to an ancient tome. Forever damned by Lucifer himself, the chronicler is sentenced to toil until Judgment Day, when the dead overcome the earth and heaven's light pierces Hell's borders one last time. Away! Away, you senile insects! Don't you see? I've a story to tell! As acid stings of demonic insects stab his body relentlessly, he recalls recent events. And then Lady Death vanquished Lucifer and set in motion a chain of events that began the civil war of Hell. Lady Death's partner, a surly sort named Cremator, uncovered a plot by the Trinity of Evil. An ambitious trio, they seek the complete annihilation of Hell. As he headed to the Hell City of Dis, Cremator believed he found an ally in the Mad Angel, Apollyon. He was dreadfully wrong. As the turmoil mounts throughout the region, archdukes, archfiends, overlords, and other assorted ill reputes crawl up from the mire of their pitiful existence and claim sovereignty over Lucifer's domain. Friends like Pagan, the court jester of Hell, or the aforementioned Mad Angel, Apollyon, and the list goes on and on. In short, it is chaos. And caught within this blossoming flower of madness is a being who once was a thief and an artisan, but is now a dire condemned soul sure to perish among the countless denizens. He is Cremator, blacksmith to the Archdukes of Hell. Caught up to the present, the chronicler records the events as the story unfolds. Apollyon, we must escape now! I think not, Cremator. Only I am meant for divinity. You, on the other hand, you are a minor footnote in history. This crumbling dungeon is my gift to you. Help! Save me! You bastard! No! Damn the day I allied myself with that mad fool. He caused this hell quake. Run! Best wishes, blacksmith, and good luck. It's the Mad Angel. Let's tear the skin from his bones. Bind him in beetle dung. Mad? Surely that is a matter of perspective. Yeah! Soon this realm will be laid plain. No more skies lit by fire. No pits of eternal damnation. No bartering for human souls. Like this towering city I've decimated, Hell will be a faint memory. This I vow. Down below. So Apollyon condemns me to perish. Well, I'm not eager for the end. Ahead of me, the Dungeon of Doors. You there, move, you hear me? I said move! I beg of you! Salvation! Seething, Cremator's hands explode with arcane energy. For my honor! For my lady! For the sake of hell! I will be free! Psst! Crackle. Follow me, hell scum, to freedom! It is a nightmare vision. Getting Cremator in numbers too great to comprehend is a vicious nomadic wraith army. Hailing from the outer quads of hell, they seek to conquer the leaderless hell city, Dis, and anything that stands in their way.
Race! Death to the city demons! Archers, prepare to fire! Teach these lowly sitter demons, these lowly city demons, true pain! Fire!
Is there no end to hell's madness? As his consciousness sways, Cremator searches frantically for any thought or memory that may save him. Then, as if in response, her. She's a dark vision of hope. She gave his afterlife meaning, but now she is gone, stolen from him. Her visage stares down as if judging him, a look of disappointment clearly etched on her face. Lady Death, I have failed you. You've come for me, is that it? Is it my dying time? I know what you're thinking. I pledge to oversee hell in your absence. I failed. Do not abandon me. No, she's not abandoning me. It's a message. I am on my own. Hell's fate is left to me! To me! I will not fail! Dark rage rises from deep within Cremator's soul as the ground below his feet begins to moan and grimace. Energy as old as hell itself forces up from the depths.
Ah! You see that? No matter. Fight! Ah!
Red hot hellfire pours from Cremator's skin, reducing to ash any foe foolish enough to bar his path. Cremator's delirium-induced vision are gone, and no regrets, and no concerns. Is that all? That's right. Keep coming. Face me. Face me! Your time to die has come! I will not fail! Amidst his blind fury, Cremator fails to notice the support structures of the city of Dis collapse, heralding the end. Come on! Come on! Who's next? Even magically erected architecture gives way to the forces of nature now and then. Good! Good! With Lucifer's destruction and Lady Death's disappearance, fear and anarchy run rampant through hell. Now is the time for me to strike. Now I shall take control of hell. Why does my crystalline ball choose to show me the lowly blacksmith Cremator? Bah! Look at him. His much vaunted anger is getting the best of him. He's bound to bury himself, misguided ninny. Zettel, monarch of hell. That sounds so very, very fitting. And if there is no hell to rule, what then, little demon lord?
Who?
Huh? Nothing. Ghosts. No, wait. Who dares to invade my sanctum? Clink! I warn you, you trifle with powers beyond your comprehension. The Archdukes of Hell will not tolerate this intrusion. Apollyon! Surprised? I suppose the spells from the Book of Apocrypha should have shielded your domain from me, is that it? Your proposed conquest of hell is untimely, Zettel. Inappropriate. Begone! Besides, dominion over the Inferno requires a broad view of reality. You lack in that area, Zettel.
You're a madman!
Mad? I prefer passionate. You see, you little toad, the rule of hell is not spare change to be passed from hand to hand. Rule requires vision. I can give you what you desire most.
my book of Apocrypha. Ka ka guarantees it. You have no clue. Vengeance is what I desire. Vengeance against an unforgiving father. Ah! My desire burns within me, little toad. I will contain it no longer. How I envy you, little toad. Serenity is yours. If you indeed possess the Book of Apocrypha, you might have succeeded, but it was stolen from you long ago. Where is the book? A mystery. Now, who else needs dying this day? That angel is mad indeed, madder, plain insipid. He left without claiming Zettel's enchanted crystalline ball. I'll take that, my crispy friend. Cowards, don't run! Now what? Lava? It's everywhere. Did the sheer weight of the city's collapse trigger an eruption? This is insane. Will it end? Death to Lady Death's mongrel! Lava! Use their bodies as shields! Oh, no! Roar! As he prepares for the end, Cremator curses the fates. What? Dragons? I can get to... Ah! As he witnesses the first dragon struck down, Cremator whispers an old prayer to the northern gods of his youth. Run! 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 Arr! Fly! Cthulhu! Fly, creature, fly! We've miles to go! Fly! Arr! Damn! Slipping! Damn it all! Splack! As blood drains out of Cremator's body, dark memories from his past rise up. God damn you! We trusted you! You betrayed us! Why, Matthias? Why? Marco, you are naive. You must admit that. I swore allegiance to the Lords of the Abyss. Together we shall turn mankind away from the false god and his wretched cross-bearing followers. It's simple. Our kin will hunt you and your accursed followers down. We will be avenged. This is... Isabella! Oh no! Isabella! No! You will burn in hell for this, I swear! Shh, my friend. Calm yourself. In the name of all that's holy, I curse you, Matthias. You and your heirs will burn in hell. Perhaps, but you first. I curse... Chunk, you! Have no fear, my friend. Pagan shall offer you a deal. One soul goes to heaven, one goes to hell. Who shall it be? Oh, excuse me. That was Pagan talking. Have no fear, my friend. Pagan shall offer you a deal. One soul goes to heaven, one goes to hell. Who shall it be? You or your lovely wife? Choose. I will go to hell. Don't worry, Marco. Knowing you as well as I do, I have no doubt that you'll go far in hell. Perhaps you'll even get ahead. Ha ha ha! Isabella, I will not fail! Elsewhere in hell, near the charred remains of Zettel. So the denizens of hell think they can dispose of me easily, eh? I'm far, far too mean-spirited a joker to let that happen. In fact, my tricks have hardly begun. This civil war is the perfect cover for my machinations. I prepare thee in my name, I empower thee in my name, and I bind thee in my name. Fastros Endinium, Sapharis Entudiamas Finis. The spell is complete. The crystalline ball is mine, and only mine. I command you, Reveal to me the faces of my fiercest foes. Ah, the rumors are true. Hell's archdukes have assembled yet again. Assembled to bicker endlessly, I'd wager. Astaroth, Lucifer's trump card. Has he returned from playing with Lady Death? Best to stay out of his way. The Trinity of Evil. Scary. Apollyon. He is the wild card in this civil war. The mad one will require special attention. Who else? Who else is my foe? A bloodstained gargoyle? This makes no sense. A trail of bodies? Who am I following? I love a mystery, but not for long. Whoever this foe is, I am impressed. Cremator? The pincushion of hell is one of my most deadly foes? I will not fail! There he is! Kill him! Kill Cremator! Next, sacrifice. Alright, guys, and that's all the Cremator we have for this month. Cremator will come back later on. It's gonna be a while. I'm out.